One is not allowed to leave the shul before they say the kedusha by a politician, because it looks like he's mezazel in this important fila, which the Gemara says the oilam is miskayim on kedusha de sidra. Mishmur adds to this that the chalav is an Indian to say this kedusha together with the tziva. The chazan should say it out loud to say the kodesh kodesh together with him. So surely that's another reason why one should leave before that point of time. Ramo continues, V'oimrim achasim atvilo aleinu l'shabeach ma'umad. The minhag is to say, aleinu l'shabeach, at the end of the tefillah standing up, and the Mishabruah brings from the Magen Avraham, B'shem Arizal, that we say it after all the tefillahs, which kamuvan is the minhag that we have nowadays. There are some shuls in Europe that used to daven Ma'ariv right after Mincha, and they didn't say aleinu in between. But in most places today, they say it after every tefillah. Yizol la'oimrim b'kavona, Kamavan, you should say the Kavon, it's a very ancient tefillah. Mishnah Berurah brings from the Kadmonim, they say that it's a very dear tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the heavenly angels hear it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands on top of it. And they say, Ashrei Om Shekoch Eloi. How fortunate it is a nation that appreciates that they're the special nation of Hashem. As we know, the Jews, when they were Meis Nefesh, when they were being burnt at the stake, they would say Aleinu Shabbat to show how much they appreciated where the Am Hashem, and we don't bow to what everybody else bows down to. V'yizolam v'kavonuk shemagia el Elo Yeshia, when he says the words el Elo Yeshia, they pray to gods that do not bring any salvation. Yafsik ma'at koyim shiyom v'anachlu koyim. Should have a little hefsek, take a breath before saying anachlu koyim, because we're separating. We don't bow down to those gods. We bow down to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ramish Kadosh Yosem Acha Aleinu Afilu Ein Yosem Beis Haknesses Yemer Oisei. Even there's no Yosem, but that Kadosh should be said. The one who should say it is Misha Ein Loi Av Ve'Em. If he doesn't have his parents, Afilu Misha Yesh Lo Av Ve'Em Yochel Amra Im Ein Ova Ve'Imoi Makbidim. The one should ask them if they're not Makbid, if he wants to say the Kadosh Yosem when they're still alive. If he knows for sure that they won't be makbid, the Mishnah Berurah says he doesn't have to ask them. Kamavan, like the Mishnah Berurah points out, this is special for the Kaddish Yosem, which is generally given to the assignment. But to say other Kaddish, there's no problem to be about to be. Ramo continues, V'yesh lo'yim pitam akteris erev v'voiker achar ha'tfila v'yim tchila en kilokeinu. Ramo says, I want you to say pitam akteris not only in the morning, but also in the evening by mincha time. And he says, after Tefillas Mincha, Mishnah Berurah says also you can say it before Tefillas Mincha, but you shouldn't say it at night because the Ketores was brought in the daytime. Mishnah Berurah points out an interesting thing that says that the Minhag Ashkenaz is by Shabbos we say it after Musaf and Kelukenu and the Pitam HaKetores. And it says that the Mice of the Ketores brought before the Musaf, and like it says, the Ketores called the Musaf. So Lechay Shaf to come and tell him. So he says maybe it's because we want to finish off the davening with Divrei Torah, and they mainly have different embraces over there which are Divrei Torah. There's a Pikabola, other reasons also. Shalok just says one should say the Pitam HaKetores before the Tefillah also, which is what those who say Kabbonis, they say Pitam HaKetores before the Tefillah and the Kabbonis, and afterwards then. Says the Ramo, Ve'oimrim Shir, Shalavim, Ho'yomim V'miktosh, Shrachis Levad, the Shir. That we say only Shachris, even though in the Bigs of Mikdash they would say it also by the Kovan Talmud of the afternoon. But Mishnah Berurah brings reasons why we don't say it. So sometimes the Kohanim didn't get to say it in the afternoon, so therefore we don't say it. So there are other reasons also. Yeshu Kosfu, Lizor, Loim, Pitam HaKetores, Mitoch HaKsav, Loim, Baal Peh. There are those that say you should say Pitam HaKetores from the Siddur, not the heart. Shem Shamir, Mokam HaKetores. The words we're saying as if we'll be marked to the Ketores. And if you say it by heart, you may skip one of the spices that we use. We say that if you leave out one of the Samonim of the Ketores, you get the death penalty. So therefore, it's recommended to say Pitam HaKetores inside. The minhag is not to say in the weekday also, because they're in a rush. And we're concerned that they will skip it. There's a pasuk to say when you leave Pesach Knesses, and one should also bow as he is leaving the Pesach Knesses.